the loss of the Gemara that it's mutter right away in the base of Kvaras. So he calls the Gemara Zvachim. But what day did it take place? What day did it happen in Slavai? When was it? Erev Pesach. So the Shiva's over right away, etc., etc. Oh, so one of two ways to get out. Either it doesn't mean they got married, or it means that they got married with an Erev, it was an Erev Pesach. But to get married till Shiva, forget it. No way. No excuse. Not through Ravu, not even Banam Tanim, nothing. The loss of the Gemara that it's mutter right away in the base of Kvaras. So he quotes the Gemara Zvachim. But what day did it take place? What day did it happen in Slavai? When was it? Erev Pesach. So the Shiva's over right away, etc., etc. Oh, so one of two ways to get out. Either it doesn't mean they got married, or it means that they got married it was an Erev Pesach. But to get married till Shiva, forget it. No way. No excuse. Not through Ravu, not even Banam Tanim, nothing. Can't get married till Shiva. It's the Rosh Chodesh never made a time. Finish. Okay. Oh. Now. Now, Halacha L'maisa. The Ramban and the other Rishonim, which the Rosh Chodesh at the beginning say that there's no way for Purim who can get married in less than 30 days. No heaven. You have to wait 30 days. I have to, what's the chiddush of Purim Ravu? You have to wait Shalosh Shigolos. You would then have to wait for if you lost his wife. Fine. The rabbi passes, no, it's mutter tov shlosha. So he passes on the Shulchan Aruch path. It's mutter tov shlosha. Fine. Now, but can you get married tov Shiva? So everything we had until now says what? No. You can't get married tov Shiva. Can't. You can't get married tov Shiva. Who argues, Rabbi Osai? Who argues? Who argues, Rabbi Osai? Who argues? No. Who? The Pitzke Chub. Correct. But this is very tricky. You have to argue in stages. There are two separate cases. There are two Atera, both sides. There are two, the Gemara has two separate attempts to marry earlier than you would ordinarily have to marry. What is, let's go at it one by one. What are the two Atera? What are they? One is Purvu, and one is Banim Ketan. So now, it says in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Someone who didn't get, who hasn't fulfilled true Ravu, so you can marry her right after Shiva, like the Rive against the Ramban. Mutal Lekonsa Velavo Lacha Shiva. Says the Ramban. Okay, here's the Banim Ketan, but it's not Lacha Shiva. Okay, the Gemara. Mutal Lekonsa Kimur HaFemes Abanei Akos Yosem Akarek. That's the Gemara of Yosem Akarek. Says the Shah on that Ramban. Mutal Lekonsa Miyad. Velavo Lacha Shiva. So the stock is a tremendous cooler. You either get married within Shiva.
Where does this cooler come from? It comes from the Gemara. The Mice of Yosef HaKohen. And the Shach is rejecting, basically Mishon was rejecting the Kriya that it was Erev Pesach. Come on, that was a different Mice or whatever. It was before they got up from the Shiva, whatever. You can't go on Erev Pesach. And he rejects the idea that it was just a Shiddich, because it says Mashma from the Pashuk Chatter that they actually got married right then and there. And therefore, he says, Halacha L'maisa, you can get married within Shiva. For Banim Ketanim. That's what it says. Okay, the Shach said it. The Shach is a God of the Arah, God of the Ador. Against who? Well, the Gemara made up the head. Much does the Gemara. So the Ben Tam, the Shach said, based on Rishonim, that even talk Shiva. Punch of Shach. But he's still, right. Not, which Rishonim? You look around to find Rishonim who seem to take the Mark of Shuto, yes. Who? Who? Tosin Yavam says that way. Tosin Yavam. Good. What's that? I'm getting the base. Up in the post. Okay. There it is. Other Rishonim also say the same thing. But. But. Here's a big but. What if he has no Banim Ketanim? He has no Banim at all. He has never been married in his life. He hasn't fulfilled true Ravu. So what the Shach, what the Mechaber say? You can mutta lekonsa v'lovo le'achashiva. Now it's a little bit ambiguous. Lekonsa when? When, Rabotai, when? 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 Of course, Pashat when? Achashiva. That's the concept. Mutal Kamsav Alav Al Achashiva. Nobody ever argued. Not the Shach, because the Shach's only going on the Ramos case. Nor did I find anywhere in Rishon in Beferish to be matter. Oh, the big difference. The bottom Tana and Gevalt, you can't go to the one king in one day. Who's going to take care of the little kid? Who's going to take care of them? Gevalt, a bunch of little kids all over the place, and he has no one to take care of him. He's been in Shiva never. Who's going to take care of him? He has to remarry right away. He can't wait a week. True, I mean, come on. He wait a week. I mean, Bifrat, Mutal Kuntav, Alav Lacha Shiva, the beard that us left after Shiva, so why marry right away? It doesn't make any sense. Like we had before in Rishonim. Why be matzeh to be married to a shloshim? You have to spawn the beard left to shloshim. Same thing to Shiva. Doesn't make any sense to be matzeh to Shiva. It's crazy. How is it possible to be matzeh to Shiva to get married? Based on Puru Ruhu. Impossible, Lachor. Impossible, Lachor. I keep adding Lachor. Oh. Maybe not. Maybe not. There's a difference. So it's a baby sitter and it's a baby sitter. It's a baby sitter. It's a baby sitter. So, I mean, how do you can't be sure of that? Yes, you can't move in, right? She's taking care of the kids. You can't move in with a married man that she's not married to. I mean, you know. Not allowed, you know? So, Rav Moshe and Tshuva passing mutter to marry Tov Shiva. And he called the Piskei Tshuva who said it's mutter to marry Tov Shiva. Can't argue, the Piskei Tshuva says so. Now, what happened to my tour, Mayor? Now, the tour. Thank you very much. The tour is also says the same lashon as the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "V'lo kim puri v'rivya, hitlo lifnos v'livol achazayim." So again, it's ambiguous. Comes the prisha, and it's also about the machas to tov shiv. So you have the prisha, the piskei tshuva, and Rav Moshe are all matir tov shiv. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The fire is against the Beferish of Gemara. What Gemara is it against? What Gemara is it against? Lu, Ksuvas Avdalit. What am I saying, Ksuvas Avdalit? The Lord will be Matir. What do you have to do? What do you have to do? You have to Matis to make some Tedder, Kosmos Kala Kupfa, all kinds of radical things. Why? According to this stock, it's Mukhtar Shiva, they get married. Yeah?
From this time, all cases are just in the house. That he's not another
student. I'm not going to that. It's Mutter Tel Shiva, presumably in all cases of Tel Shiva, if he hasn't fulfilled Puru Ruhu. Not going to be, it's against the Gemara. So the Prisha answers the Kasha. The Prisha says that, very interesting, although the Gemara talks about it, presumably a young Chassan and Kala, because all of the Chassan and Imash Kala take care of it. That guy's 40 years old. Can Shmuel answer the chuppah? Nevertheless, the preacher's matkik that the Gemara there is talking about a person who is Mekayim Puru Ruhu already. That's a doctor, but you have no choice. If he's Mekayim Puru Ruhu. If he's Mekayim Puru Ruhu already, then it's only Mutter, the Mokum Hefsid, if it's before the Avelus sets in. But if he was not Mekayim Puru Ruhu yet, this is Pelagic. Pelagic is very interesting. He wasn't Mekayim Puru Ruhu yet, so we're going to have to be Matir Tov Shloshim anyway. See, if he was already Mekayim Puru Ruhu, so we'll tell him wait till Shloshim. But if he wasn't Mekayim Puru Ruhu, would have to be Matir Tov Shloshim anyway. So once he's already a Hefsid Meruba, we'll say, look, we'll transfer the Hefsid, which is going to have to have a Hefsid anyway of Tov Shloshim, and we'll move it up to Tov Shiva. So it's a combination of he hasn't done Puru Ruhu, plus he hasn't what? He hasn't. But plus the Mokum Hefsid Gadol, the combination of those two is enough to be matter to get married to Shiva. Ad kan demri apresh. Unbelievable. Yeah.
When he says that
Mokum Hefsid,
I mean,
the
Suda makes a big
difference. Yeah. That's a shock. I don't know. So what do you, how do you want to say? The Kuntum is by solemn ceremony. With 10 people, no one else. That's it.
And he did. They said,
okay, it's an interesting track.
That's a good parak, no? The Gemara of Suda is Zigmatir is telling you in order to be able to make a whole fancy Suda. And the Gemara here is Zigmatir just a formal ceremony. That'll be another good parak. Oh, it's a good parak. He should get his own parak. Not fair, your parak. Guess out.
What's the
headship better? What's the case? Yeah. The whole meal, the caterer, $15,000.
That's
in that case. Yeah, well, most cases the guys have catering. They don't have catering insurance in those days. Guys catering insurance, and it's like all bets are off. You can't pull in and lose any money. But if you have catering insurance, doesn't exist, huh? Yeah, sure. So then it has to go. So the combination has to go plus the additional bills for remove is enough to be marked according to the preacher. So both there's more to say, we'll stop here. And the letter on Sunday, I'd like to complete sheet hay, and if we can, to begin sheet vote. If we can. And it was Moshe, most surprising that Tal, Mayfield, and he explained that it's the Dover of it. Doesn't he find that Dover of it is not there, he's Sue Shiva, like Sue Shiva, in order that the person shouldn't lose money. For Moshe reasons that not going to a person's own daughter's or son's wedding is considered a much worse loss than money. Greater loss than just losing a few dollars. And therefore, it's permissible. Now, as Nachum came to complain, he said, what's your Moshe talking about? Dover Aved is Matir, he's the Malacha. That's the way it is. Not Matir, all the Turi Aved. You don't find anywhere that Dover Aved is Matir, every single Isra of Aved. We find that Dover Aved is Matir, he's the Malacha. And it makes sense what Nachum says. Because Malacha is a question of money. You do work, and when we pointed out, that's why the Malacha got shot, the light off. Malacha is going to work. It's going to work because it involves money. So the Dover Aved is Matir to go do a monetary job. However, when it comes to the Easter of Simcha, Nisuin, why should Dover Aved be a head? Be a head. Ah, what about the Knesset HaGadola that Rav Moshe quotes in the start of the Shulchan Aruch? Could be that it's talking about after Shiva. After Shiva. And he would hold up the opinion which you mentioned already earlier. It's mutter to go, but not to eat. Remember, he said you're not a go, you can't eat. Rav Moshe said a very nice karif. Rav Moshe said if you don't go, it'll cause big, it'll cause a terrible tzar. If you don't eat, it won't cause a big tzar. So therefore don't eat. But he also said a simple shot. It's talking about after Shiva. And therefore, he goes like those talks and will say, you can go but not eat, but especially for your own child, he's alive and he cheats, even though he would be matmir, under ordinary conditions, would be makel, because it's a shavat kach. That's Pashup Shem. But I wanted to use this as a tie-in to another of the last topic on this sheet of Mahmoud and on the Zion, Tosfos says, in discussing the Easter of leaving the house, Tosfos says, ended a long process in Yachal Amad. It says, Alma Mutalotas, you see if you're not going to leave your house. It's Alpha Pish, Aina Yosemi Tesman Beto, Be'ir. Armin and Leal Dat Tesvo. Yosemi Tesvo, Noah, Lishma Seo Kole. You see, you can't leave the house in certain conditions. Alma Mutalotas, Hashem Adapka, Bezavar, Ave, Mutalotas Adapka. God destroys Nachum's whole plan. Because Nachum said that the Dover Aved only had the Fawad, he's a Malacha, not for any other Yisra Aved, it's an offer to pray for something. It's not the Dover Aved for something which is not directly related to Malacha. Lou, how do you respond? Take on Rav Moshe, not so positive.
The whole is between Beit,
that's what I thought. Nachum Emes is Tarot. That's what Nachum said, it could be correct. Rabbi, you have to say it, but push it. Maybe what Nachum said is also right. I have enough of the type. No. Because what is this Easter to leave your house? And I told you once, I mentioned, I made an allusion earlier this during the shiur. In America, that's the number one Easter of Shiva, get it out. That's what it is. This is the whole Shiva, you don't leave the house. You know what else they do with this, that? In reality, it's exactly the reverse.
the other Rishonim, which we spoke about, all Eilu Dvar Mishavel also behem. We gave a whole list of things which an Avol may not do, which unfortunately are not practiced by every by all the Avelim today. What are the other Malach over Chita, the Sikha, the Hashemitu, the Sistan, etc., etc. The very Macha, also Likus Petaro and the Vian. That these they also made these are. But the other reason we're not so careful is a very Macha should like Klug, they even Macha the other time. But that people are not so Macha on. What? Just to leave your house, Gabal, that's the worst thing in the world. Where did it say you can't leave your house? Where did it come from? Oh, so it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, now come Gimel and Al Tara Rabbanan, Avol Shabbos Rishona and the ultimate Pesach Pesach. You don't matter. Lo hutzchul yom haShabbos v'shonu is the Pesach Beisah. Shabbos called the Chnas from the Beisah of Nachmo. And the Shnei any other two Pesach Beisah. Whoo! It's such a serious answer. It's after 2 weeks. Double shit. What's going on over here? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains in Siman Shin Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph that there's no Issur Medina to Gemara leave your house. Period. I did Gemara. Enough for the Gemara. The Teretz the Gemara can be literally. Can't be taken literally. You can't leave your house for 2 weeks with a Judah. That's unheard of. 2 weeks to be stuck in the house. Unheard of with it. Even though the Easter Avail is only 1 week. Parents that knew that it's talking about going to shul. It's the Agama is a little bit ambiguous. It talks a little later on like about changing a place in shul, that same Bryson. If you look at the Yerushalmi and the Mesefas Novins, the Farish, as all this is talking about leave going to shul, that's the seat from Rabbi Yudashita. It's 2 weeks. Where's 2 weeks? Not Easter Avail. It's a special halacha. As far as going to shul. And the best try is that in that Gemara I mentioned earlier, Chafala, for Shlitzel, Hanavel can't do this, what's conspicuously absent? It doesn't say, also, let's be Pesach Pesach. So you see, the Aruch HaShulchan said it's not considered an absolute Isser. As a matter of fact, he quotes the Rivosh, he quotes a minute that the Avel would go to shul every day in Shiva. We'll see in a few minutes that that's the place, they actually do that.
Is that
again? What?
Huh? That again?
No, because the Gemara is only certain cases, certain types, which we'll come to it later. It doesn't apply nowadays. But you see the kids, there's no firm issue to leave your house. No, if there's no firm issue to leave your house, we can understand why the other of it might be but the best head to hear is that there was never really an issue in the first place. And Rav HaShulchan quotes from the Tumah Tadeshin that the whole reason why you can't leave the house is just you shouldn't forget your availments. And therefore you're allowed to leave your house at night, and you're not going to meet anybody, and you're not going to talk to anybody outside. I'm going to go sleep somewhere else. The question of going to the shul of Tisha B'Av. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Halach HaLamais. And all those that are going to shul the night of Tisha B'Av. So the Rosh Hashulchan has to leave your house every night. According to the Tumah Tadeshin. The answer is no. To leave your house, to go to sleep, to go any night. But to go to shul, ordinarily you're not supposed to go to shul according to the Sheikhs. Because if you go to shul, you look friendly, how you doing, you know, you start talking about this. You know it isn't shul. All kinds of things can come up in conversation. So it's not a problem for an novel to be involved in kind of social interaction. Le'el Tisha B'Av, that's what I would have a special heaven. Extending as far as going to the base of Kvaras, which the Gemara speaks about, the novel the first 3 days, when you leave, go to the cemetery. Again, the only reason why there's a discussion is because in the base of Kvaras, it's going to all the riot, it's 150 people, so you really should avoid doing this kind of thing. That's why I have a special heaven to go to the base of Kvaras. The Mordechai, Shulchan quotes the Mordechai that Siv Gimel says, the Gemara doesn't not talk only about Shul, against Yerushalmi, but it says it's only offered to go either from Malacha or to field for walk. Not for walk stand. But to go to the star, who's the star? The mayor wants to see you, this you may do. That's the Gemara that says, well, we saw earlier about putting on your shoes. You can go to the Torah. It doesn't have to be Dr. Dover of it necessarily, just the mayor invites you to come, you're allowed to go.
Even by Yom.
Oh, so it's a Dalad or a HaShulchan said, although you're not supposed to go to shul, for the people there who saw the rest of Tisha B'Av. But the Shatat Chak, it happens to mice, you can't get a minion. Sometimes it's very difficult. Some shuls, sometimes there's no minion at all in the whole town. Or sometimes there's only enough for one minion, they don't want to move the minion out of the shul into someone's house. It's not right. People don't come to shul, they don't know about it. You don't battle less than Tomitz, which just meets all the time in shul. So there are two choices. Either, and there's three choices. Either you move the minion from the house, from the shul to the guy's house, which sometimes is the wrong, but the Ramat don't want to do. Or you tell the guy that bechitz, or you let him come to shul. Which of the three is the best thing to do?
He says the best thing to do is let the Avol come to Shul. That's the minute which the Rivosh quotes. And as a matter of fact, Rabbi Kiveg quotes a Sofag and Eli Rav about this. They let it go, he's only started by a father or mother. You go out to Shul and say Kaddish. He's not, his family should go out. Say Kaddish in the minute. Yes. But the prime is Mekel, at least by the Kaddish, because Chetshuva calls the Chof HaSodom was Mekel when it comes to the Kaddish. And the Ritva goes further, at our requires to look at from Gimel. The Ritva says that Yitir Meshe Yisroel Ma'atim, you can't make a million in everybody's house. What was going to happen? If the guy's a Gvir, then the people will make a special effort to make a million in his house. He's an Avel. He's Nishkin Gvir, he's not rich, and I'm not going to make a million for you. What's going to happen? We're doing every politics. Maybe we'll make a million, maybe we won't make a million. People are going to feel bad. So therefore, they made a takana. The response says, no million in anybody's house. Almost should always come to Shul. Well, it was to avoid Sinas Chinam, it's also Shabbat Kach. To avoid, fight politics and the difference between rich and poor. We have enough of them without this. That's why they allow that. Of course, there's Man Azeh, he's not talking about Kaddish, talking about Stalin, for a different relevance. There's Man Azeh, the Maisa, we can't make a takana like the Ritva. There is ordinarily an attempt made to make a minyan b'beit ha'avel. If, however, it's really impossible, then the psak should be available to go to shul. Yes?
Well,
I think you
said that the
The whole point of it is to lose money. Well, if one of them is not to be, it's just a terrible, terrible tzach. One of them is this. Or we act like Hatem Istinus we had once. Law Dachar HaTorah. We had love in all areas. We don't want to make them have tzach. We want they should avoid simcha. But if the alternative is not neutrality versus simcha, as we pointed out before, but tzar is the alternative, we're matarit. We have ample precedent for this. Same kind of a heter over here. But I told you the alternative is tzar, not neutrality. That's what I keep saying. It's only awesome to do simcha if the alternative is be neutral. Someone's getting married, or a neighbor, face, distant relative. It'd be very nice if the comments come, no, you missed it. Feels bad, so what can you do? But the tzar, missing your own kid's wedding, that's too much to demand. Yeah, that's what I think. You're not sick, Abish. Now, yes.
But isn't that
talking
about?
What?
Going to shul?
Hold on a second, Now, what's the going to shul over here? So, So the Mepharshim explained, what does it say over here? The whole idea is, you don't go to shul, for a week, and then you go to the you change your place, and you all the other kinds of minhagim or manifestation or whatever. We don't have these things nowadays. We don't find a distinction in the halacha in the second week, the third week, the fourth week, etc., etc. What do you mean over daber? We already discussed once before. Nobody doesn't say anything to anybody. The daber call me is like giving a drosha, a shir. We saw that we mentioned it in the name of the Gesher Achaim, or somebody who was talking about these things of the Daber, remember about the Yosef Domovin, somebody quoted this Gemara, they said it's no right, something totally different. But how, we don't, for some reason, we don't observe these intricacies anymore, four different weeks. Even as far as changing a place, where do you change a place? It's also important to know. Where do you change a place? Where? So the Sefer Sfarim of Babel, we're based on Knesset, we're based on Medrash, not. It's important, because some posts are very machmish, change a place in the base of Medrash, change a place in the house. No, you don't. The Chacham Sodom says, change place in the house. You sit in the certain head of the table. There's an event that moves to the side or the other. You don't pass in that way. Only in shul. Hold on a second. Only in shul. And
how far does it go? How many is a month or even a year for Yud Beis Kohen, for Amid Evo, and the Lid Ramos is not really equal in the Gemara, and the Shalit, you shouldn't change the minute. That's Amid, that's Halacha L'Maaseh. What's done? How much must you change? The Pesachim Shuva said you should change Dalet Amis, and the other parts will say you don't need Dalet Amis. The only reason you need Dalet Amis is because otherwise it's not Niko. That's all, is it just chairs moving around all over the place. But if there's set either pews or the chairs are in set aisles, you know, set columns, set rows, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and first thing in the fourth row, moves to the fifth row, it does less Dalet Amis away, but it's Niko, and therefore that would be sufficient. Yes, Ari. That's correct. That's another reason why we could be Mekel. If it's in his house, don't forget so fast. Everyone understands, you know, it's a somber mood and it's in the South Bay Sovel. Whereas in Shul, it's frailer, it's levity. Therefore, one could possibly forget that he's in a situation of Abel. Yeah. The rabbi's rush on Shabbos. Ooh. Well, we're now about to start the sixth sheet vote, which discusses in it Shabbos Vyoto. We'll be discussing the Yom of at length of what avails may be exhibited on Shabbos. But may not, let's wait till we get there. You'll ask me that. Yeah? Well, when you change seats, it's inappropriate to move further up. That looks like, you know, in today's world, that you need to move it up in the world. But usually they always, the minigas throw, they move to the further back. You sit in the front row, it's a problem. What's the rabbi doing? The whole discussion. We should move a little bit over, just mashu over, should a little bit more to the side. Sometimes you move to the right of the coach, to the left of the coach, switch seats with the president. The president may want to fire him for that, I don't know, take away his seat. A little bit over. Yes? Yeah, we'll cut to that later if we have time, though. There's a minigas for all and oval davens for the yomim. If it davens for the yomim, it should be even in shul. Happens very often. I see Friday for mincha happens. That's very common. They'll then go to shul Friday for mincha because they don't make a minute in the house for whatever reason. And they very often do daven for the yomim. What? That's a big question. No. So we'll get to that later. But all of those things happen, it's a question if you go to shul, whether they say happen or not. It's one of these things. It's a pill for what to do. Yes, no? You taught them, you usually don't follow. I mean, I don't think so. What's the lashon of the mechaber? Is it shin tzadik gimel? Yeah. Good days. Chava says, first we get a leave, second we get a simply seat, third, ain't a medaber, yeah, and the fourth like everybody else. So of course we have the meaning, as I said earlier, that we don't stay in this different seat for a whole year, or for a full month, and the Maran law confirms that meaning. So, it might not, what would it not be to be? The third week, it ain't a medaber. Only Madonna is only compared to Shiur, so whatever. I don't know. Maybe we do follow the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. Quickly. For the reason? The question will be the first, and then there'll be cash with me. How do you go to Shul then? If the din is followed, how do you go to Shul the first week at all? Leave out the Easter if you see me based on the Chalal. There's a special Easter not to go to Shul. I think we were supposed to say that it's only if it's the olden days, when they could be able to make a minion. If you can't make a minion, they're allowed to go to Shul. That's not the law of the Yeah. Okay. It's not one of the firm Yisurim available, you know, it's really depending on the Hoggins. And the subject can change depending on the circumstance. I thought they were involved sometimes with other Rishon also. Okay. Yes, Yonah.
I guess trying to explain the aim of Dabra
Maybe the third week he comes and he just doesn't stick around to smooth the people after davening.
I assume it's all about Shmuel's after that. Chalil Lechav during that. True. Okay, but she asking. Okay. Good. With your permission, we will start the next. Well, clearly Shabbos is a different level of availability during the week. No doubt about it. If it would be an actual din, then you could not make this distinction. You're right, that wouldn't work. But this is based on Minhagim, so therefore, presumably on Shabbos, they do go to shul. Alright, so I guess you see as a chavis. Now, more itself is a riot, that's not really a difficulty. You really didn't, you can't go to shul, you can't go on Shabbos either. We'll point to the laws we're going to discuss later, but Hesed. Not really before Hesed, but people think about the different shul. So, let's leave it in your fast over here. There's Mutter anyway. It's not a real Easter, you need the Gemara. The Hagim, depending on how things develop. Okay, on both sides. The Gemara of Chafal from the base discusses a very important question about when Avelis begins, if there are people coming from different places. The Gemara is over here, towards the bottom of the base. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon. Aval Gimli Amar Rishon, and Bobi Mokom Koro, Moni Moed. Bobi Mokom Rocho, Mono Leatma. You can't be Elech, Afil Bobi Mokom Koro, Mono Leatma. Shimon Omer, Afil Bobi Amar Shvim, Mi Mokom Koro, Moni Moed. What's the Shabbos happening over here? The first one, where's it come? What is considered a Mokom Koro? What's considered a Mokom Rocho? So, Tayyip points out, Rush says it, the Golem say, Yud Parasol. It's Yud Parasol, what's the magic number of Yud Parasol? So we know from the Gemara Pesachim, that Sadi Dal Rav Alim, that Yud Parasol, which is also 40 mil, same thing because a parasol is 4 mil, is the amount that a person can walk in one day. So what, one, why is one day relevant? Well, if you're here in the morning and you start walking as soon as the crack of morning, as soon as you can get out, walk a whole day to arrive, you still arrive on that day. What does that mean? So if the question of traveling to Gaonim is, if the Gaonim may hold that Bailiff's permission is the Raisa, so theoretically if he would leave as soon as they get the light in the morning, sunrise, and come just in time for the end of the Bailiff's permission is the Raisa, so therefore he's considered a Malcolm Kerr. It's purely theoretical. Not until he starts, he goes, where he is, what it is. They had to measure, they had to have some, pick some number for Mokom Koro. So they picked the amount of how long it takes to walk in a day, because then in theory, leave as soon as it gets, as soon as you can in the morning, and you walk straight, if it comes, it's still the Avelis or Mishu, the rice is still going on, so therefore they consider it to be a Mokom Koro. Yes, Eitan? From where he is, to the base of Avel, to where the people are observing the Shema. Sorry? Yeah, it's all available. Why do you want to observe Shiva where he is now? He wants to be with the family. That's on the country. That's supposed to be. They're supposed to draw together during times of crisis. He wants to be with the family. That's what's supposed to happen in most cases. This is interesting, not for now, but there's a saying called Oros Chaim. A whole book, a big fat book, hundreds and hundreds of pages, which talks about how you measure the time of the day, how long is a meal, and when is it end, etc., etc. Discussing on the brachas, you recall, or you may recall. But he discusses the idea of when is the, of how long is a meal. Because most of the meal is 40 mil in the day. When does the day begin, when does it end? We derive from this Gemara with this place with the Rosh here, the Yosef. They go with the Shittas like Gaonim. We know the Gaonim held like what we call like the Grom. The day ends at astronomical sunset. And they say the 40 mil is up then. You see that they hold that a mil is 1/40th of the day measuring from sunrise to sunset, which comes out to a total of what? 18 minutes. It's the famous Raya. This is the main Raya. This is shown here tomorrow. That the sheer mil is 18 minutes.
you know, the 18-minute matzahs, you know about the 18-minute shiur. The rise in Gemara, very good rise. We should Gemara, the Rishonim, the Golem, all things that we've gone with the assumption that the middle is 18 minutes. Okay. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Siman Shinai and Hesed Yudzayin, that it actually depends on how fast you can get there by any means of transportation. On the train is it. So the Eben Yaakov says, nope, so going on a plane. Plane is also, he says. He quotes the Sholem Aishim. Sholem Aishim, actually, when did he pass away? He talked there about a plane. What was one of the Wright brothers? What? Huh? 1903. There are historians here. They must have lived just around then. You call it a Luftbahn. Train in the air, that's what it literally means. The bahn is a train, it looks in the air. The Luftbahn, so you can go faster, so it's faster. Yeah? So, I don't understand. At the time of the Gemara, they didn't have horses. So what are you telling me? That she was good parasols, and so long as you could walk good parasols in the day, as was said in the early part of the century, get a horse. So I mean, with a horse, you can go much further in one day. So I was bothered, I finally found the Kol Boetz HaKash. Well, the Gemara talked about a case where the roads were very, very rocky and hilly, and you couldn't go with a horse. I never went to the movies. I mean, well, at least in the movies, the horse can go anywhere, no? They're up and down. I mean, rocky terrain and mountains, they go where people can't go. So I don't know what kind of horse they had in Columbus, Ohio. So, I don't know. But he said that the horse can't go in rocky terrain. That's the only terrace. It's a Hashver terrace.
It'll take about time to walk it.
What?
It'll take about, you won't be able to travel the 40 mil if it's rocky terrain.
Yeah, but a horse can flip up faster than a person. It's horrible.
No, but the sheer for
a
person should be like 30
now. Yeah, okay, another question. But Shrek, I don't know. How should I measure by walking, and that's all. Yes, Mayor?
I thought it might depend on the normal derek. You know, then most people walk. It's not common, so you can take a helicopter from New York to here and get here in 20 minutes.
So the horses all say?
No, but the normal derek, most. The majority of people is would walk.
Why do you say that? If you go up from town to town on the horse and buggy. When you had to go 10 parasols, you didn't walk. You got on a horse. Takes a whole day, that's why not.
They came up from Buckle that had only a handful of horses for the entire walk.
Most people walk. Alright.
I mean, leave that to
Ryan.
I'm assuming
that's the best. Okay. There are no horses. No horses in the Middle East? That's Kaski. Camels, what they have? Something. I mean, there's something there. That's the car they have. So now it talks about a horse. I mean, they don't have horses. I mean,
yeah. They have horses, but every person walks
is
pretty
much the right for a day. They didn't need a day by horse. The horse flew in an hour. Yes.
Based on normal.
It hurts rectal walls and stuff. One hour, they can do 10 parasols.
Based on normal means
of
transportation, so in different
cities,
there's a
lot of transportation based on a plane. Yeah. I'll go further than that. Because the Rosh, quoting the Rav, it says, you know where the Shir Yom, if Yom Echad comes of 10 parasols comes from? Because you know, he says, look, the person passes away, and then he has to go run to him. The second day he has to go to tell the Ovel that he's in Avelis. He has to come back. So you have to get there back, because he'll have to rush close to the rabbit. He has to get back within 3 days. You know that the first 3 days is the main Avelis. As long as he can get back within 3 days, then it's considered Malkum Korah. In other words, he doesn't go with Yom Echad Avelis Doraisa. He says, no. The person may die at the end of the day. He has to leave the person the next day, day two. And then you have to go all day to tell them to come, then it comes all day coming back. So that's what you have 3 days for. So if that's the case, this man is there, it's unbelievable. Someone, you have to get someone to come in, go to get him. Pick up the telephone. Hello, come, quickly, emergency, come right away. And he gets on a plane, Sukhara, and the whole world is Makom Karuv. How is anywhere in the whole world he can't get to in 3 days? I mean, I don't know where it was. Wherever you are, you call the guy up, car emergency, hop on a plane, and then 3 days you're there. You need to change plans a few times. 3 days, a long time. Yeah, the call already points out that the whole world should be done. Shri Makom Karuv. Yeah. What's the Machlokas Tanakam and Rav Shimon? So the Rosh calls from the Raivim. The main Avelos is 3 days. So according to the Tanakama, you have to get there within the main Avelos, 3 days. Kol Kfo Shalom. For the Rav Shimon, it's enough that it's Roy till we reach there in 3 days, at the Machlokas called Makom Karuv, even if you get there on the seventh day. They all agree to Makom Karuv because it's Roy. Tanakama says, actually, you have to get there in 3 days. Rav Shimon says, as long as it's Roy, even if you go on a very slowly, you come very late, you come day 7, it's still good enough. The Nara Bosai, this whole din, I don't think applies to much as Manazem. First glance. Why? Because the Rosh explains the name of the Raivid. The only time this din applies is if the person is not informed of the passing of his relative. Doesn't know about it. He's called Kam. Kam? So why should I come? Come. Nowadays it doesn't usually work that way. Why should I come? He has to tell them. He doesn't want to come. So they can tell me sick and that kind of a thing. But as a rule, the call guy comes from far away, he has to tell him why he's coming. So the Rosh quotes from the Raivid, that once he knows about the Ketira of his relative, as soon as he would inform him, then he begins to avail this right away. And it's not logical to rush close to the writer. They should shorten his avelus later on when he gets to his family. The only case that the Gemara is talking about is when he didn't know about the petira until he got to his brother's house. That's what the rush is trying. Well, I said as Mana said, it's not that common for this to take place. Yes, sir.
Hold on.
The Rambam seems to say the same thing, believe it or not. The Rambam says, "V'lo yada achava." V'lo yada achava. The lashon of the Rambam didn't know till he got there. Truly, in the Gemara, I don't see it. The Ramban argues betoker. The Ramban said it's wrong. The Ramban said that some people say it's wrong. There's no source to this. Whether you, even if you knew about it at the beginning, you started avail at the beginning, still. The din of our Gemara, Boneh Moem, still applies. But the Shulchan Aruch, however, paskins like the Rosh and the Rambam. That the only time this din would apply is if you didn't know about it. It's a simple reading of the Rambam. However, the Kolbo, Yeshua Chaim, also others say that although the Rambam is Lashon Mashav Lo Yoda, from the Rosh is Lashon Mashav, Shimi said, he didn't start the Avelis. But once he started the Avelis, it's not logical to assume it's going to shorten it when he arrived together with his family. Not to mean it would be if somebody is informed of the death of a relative and he comes quickly, he doesn't start Avelis where he is, then even according to the Rosh, the din should be the heart, he should be Moneh Moem. What do you mean he didn't start Avelis yet? What did he do? What didn't he do? Did he require to start Avelis? I mean, what do you mean he didn't start Avelis? Otter Bishi asking, why didn't he start Avelis? What Levi? He's definitely Levi, there's no problem.
No,
what
do you mean Levi
is coming to do Avelis?
I think it's
missed out. It's so, alright, why is he saw his making, he wasn't informed. It's a very remote case, maybe. Yeah, but is he allowed to do that? Is he allowed to not do Avelis now in order to be able to save a day of Avelis? Is that allowed? So they talk about it. Well, what do you want to do? What manifestations are there? He's on the road, right? So he's not going to say he's fierce and meat or sitting on the floor. He's on the road. I don't know if he's sitting on the floor on the train. Atibas Arosh. Sorry, Fierce Arosh. If it's in public, you don't have to do it. We're talking about Goyim. So what else? Dilas Asandal. One second. Dilas Asandal. So the post can say, but Derek, you don't have to have the other side. So, what else is left? Kriya. Kriya Lechud Ravelis, my brother. Kriya is
say, what can we make? It'll be Tzir if she does a Ramban. The Ramban seems to be the view of the Rav Rishonim. With the Ritzvah, and the Rif, and the Raib himself seems to be all the way. And especially Lachim make a Ba'al, but I would say that there's Yesh Mokal Lachim in this situation, although we didn't start the Avelis. Yes?
According to the Ramban,
So he's a couple of days, he has to move. He's got to start the other side, then he can't go over to the place. When the Avelim are either in the Makam of the Misa or the Makam of the Purim. And the Shach quotes the Halacha based on the Lashon of the Mechadim. It doesn't apply in any old case. Only if the Avelim are sitting Shiva, either where the person died or the place of the Purim, city of the Purim. Okay, that's the first two lines in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, and commenting, so the Akronim said the God of the Bias is somebody who the Iker Akrayas Akvura Mutelazola. Either he's in charge of the arrangements, or he's in charge of the taking care of the estate. Based on the Rosh and Simon Lamites, which the Mechadah calls the Siv Beis. Based on the Ritz Geir, says, quote, Ahu the son of Beis Aleh Griri Kulu Basre. Everyone is sort of dependent upon him. What happens if there's no God on our bikes? Gadol HaBayis. So the Achronim said the Gadol HaBayis is somebody who the Iker Achrayis HaKvura Mutelas Olam. He's in charge of the arrangements, or he's in charge of the taking care of the estate. Based on the Rosh and Simon Lam, the test, which the Mechado calls the Siv Beis. Based on the Ritz Geir, it says, quote, Ahu the son of Beis Aleh, Griri Kulu Basre. Everyone is sort of dependent upon him. What happened if there's no Gadol HaBayis? There's no Gadol HaBayis. So the Geshur Chaim quotes an amazing thing. There's a minigit, there's one brother came from far away. There's two, three brothers, four brothers. At home, at the Muslim of the Misa Kura, the minigit that he follows the count of the majority of the brothers, even though there's no Gadol HaBayis. But again, for the fair Shikamara. The Gemara requires Gadol HaBayis. As a matter of fact, the Rosh spelled it out. He wanted to quote the minigit. Well, it's bottle for robe. The yachad is bottle and it's tarish for the robe. It's against the Rosh. The Rosh says that if the Gadol HaBayis wasn't there, Ein ha'echad nitpol is shar echad. He spells that even though there are more than, there's more than one. He still has no data that one is considered grouped together with the majority. The only hefter he has, the only way to defend it, is by quoting the Birkei Yosef, who quotes the Rimigash. Unbelievable chiddush. Rimigash said that Gadol HaBayis is lav davka. That's incredible. The Gemara's evolution is Gadol HaBayis or Bayis. What's the law doing there for the Rimigash? Lav davka. He says, can't believe me. But he says, and if that's the case, we understand that the minig is to be maker in all cases. Gadol HaBayis lav davka, l'urcha de milsanaka. A rabbi ben Yisrael, a Yosef, a lady, Val Migash, the Shuvosa. That could be a fantastic basis for the minute, which is to be made. Okay, now I say Bad Tosis, no go by. That's what he says, there's no Shvera Kula, but that's what the with Yosef quotes, Lari Migash, and the Minik HaMakom, many places, according to the Geshur HaChaim, if one goes to many. Yeah?
Okay, so I said before that the Gadol HaBayis is one of the most of a cobra.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you have a couple of brothers in one place, one brother coming from away, so you should have a din of Gadol HaBayis.
I'm not arguing with Svara, but the Rosh is against the Farish.
No, the Rosh could be, let's say, there's a father there or something, and children. So if the definite Gadol HaBayis is not there,
definitely assuming Gadol HaBayis other than him, but I'm trying to do so other person. Aha. Meir says, if it's a Gadol HaBayis, the guy who's like sort of in charge, he's not responsible even to the status of most of his brothers. But there's no one with the Gadol HaBayis, then the majority rules. The right, they're saying the right of the Russian is not a right. Yeah. Okay, could be. Not fair. Yes, sir.
The
middle of the Torah, just for marrying general. Yeah, that's right. Mishkesh Shachayim puts it that way, but I'm in charge of the... What was in charge of that? Charge of charge of the particular school. Yes?
Sometimes you have somebody that very old, and he has a kid who can't care. But as far as any question that the authority to make a decision would be
Well, it depends. You see, sometimes if the father's very old, although he was called the figurehead, that's the way it should be. But the mice are the decision to be made by the kids. Then the father's not the Gadol HaBayis. If the father's still the Kachosav and he's still running the ship. Except he's an old man, so the kids do all their legwork. They do all the phone calls, but the mice and the father still... Then the father's a Gadol HaBayis. What? If he asserts authority, and everyone knows that he's the boss. You know what this is. I mean, everyone knows what the situation is. It doesn't matter who makes the phone, but it doesn't matter who's, you know, who's the chief executive officer. I mean, who's makes the decisions in the company? Not the years, because then right now, it's been 20 years ago, because then now. Now the Kvura usually is one example, who, whatever the family has to worry about something, who decides?
He's
a specialist. He's a specialist in this, and he ordinarily they don't list him on anything. When it comes to this, he's a Chevra Kadisha, you gotta listen to him. Good shot, I don't know. The Gar Shachai's Moshe is, who's running the Kvura. The Rosh doesn't say that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I would say in that case, even though the guy who's running the Chevra Kadisha, if they want to overrule, they'll overrule him anyway. You do all the work, we'll still overrule you. That's how family dynamics works. I mean, I don't want to go involved, but that's how it works for mice. Okay, enough. Mata Tosis. I feel the Bobby on my Shiva Magam Kara, if you tell me about Mitzvahs, I have the Yom Kikulo. When he comes the seventh day, he walks day seven, it's already all over. Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Okay, Shlomo Kikonchilo, Amdu, Adayan Menachem, and Meatzlo. What's that? I guess it's, since we don't have him hold it otherwise. Okay, I guess I could say it. He denies it, but he tells us what he holds him. Put it this way, the Gemara is going halacha l'maisa. I'm a man, he was giving the details, we pass on it, huh? Yeah. What did the Makshin think? Maybe the Makshin thought that it doesn't matter. Neitzach Hamba, you already said mixing up the kulo. The Rosh discusses it. Similar design, so that's not true. You don't take Netzach Hama. Why? Since the Menachem come later on, you require that the Indian of Shiva should be completed. That means the Indian of Nicham Avelis, the Tzakim of the Avelis. What if there be no Menachem? There's no Menachem. There isn't a place. There's no Menachem. Nobody's there. I don't know. It's an interesting question. What do you do as far as the Bar Yom HaShvi is concerned? I don't know. Inami Tastosis, Yeshon Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, Sohari Balaila. Night, you wouldn't say it. Isn't that an obvious terrace? Why isn't the first terrace holding this? Could be the first, so you do say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo Balaila. The Ramban Sheet, we'll come to it later on. This Tosis is really not, but to get to it later on, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention now. We'll be discussing it down the road. Okay, now comes the next part of the sugya, which gets a little bit tricky. Iboilu, Chabezim and Al. Halach got a bias of a kvaras mouth. What's the deal in that kind of a case? Roshman, or Rabbi Kiyah, or Rabba, or Rabbi Yochanan, after the halach got a bias of a kvaras, Mo ne moy, but finally one of that. So a kasha. Oh, that's a bigot plus, or the law also bigot plus. Okay, we'll be much closer to tomorrow. Period. So what's happening over here? What's Pshat the Gemara's Yibayah? So the Ramban quotes in the Rach and the Rizkeis that the Ibai is going on the Bavim Makom Korov. The general rule is that the Bavim Makom Korov is nitfal to the Gadol Abayis. What happens if the Gadol Abayis left? He went to the Beis HaKvaros. Do we say that the Acher, the other brother who comes, is nitfal to the Gadol Abayis? You know, right now he's not there. He went to take care of him in the cemetery. But we say it's nitfal to him anyway. What's the more result? If the God of Abayas comes back within 3 days, Zippy never left. Hear that expression? Oh, Zippy never left. So that's the verb. If he comes back within 3 days, Zippy never left. However, why? Because he went to take care of the Tzorach HaMeis and go for a junket. He went to the cemetery. He went to take care of the Matzeva, whatever had to be taken care of. And therefore, since it's Zippy never left. However, if he came after 3 days, then it's a whole different story. Then they no longer say that the Gadol and the Acher are Monim with the rest of the family, but they're on the contrary, the Monim the Atzma. The Ravid, he quotes from the Gemara, talking about the Gadol himself, but the promise lashon of the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to be talking in plural. The Asu Begot Plus are those who come. So lashon rab sounds like it's going all those who show up in addition to the gadol habayis. Good, it doesn't matter that much about halacha. they probably wouldn't disagree with halacha lemaisa. The main problem halacha with this gemara is its omission. Omission by whom? Who? The Rif and the Rambam left out the whole gemara. You can see on the side, Aleph Beis, two of the Shulchanot. The Rambam found the Rif, left it out entirely. Left it out. Gevalt. Left out the gemara. Why? Halacha lemaisa is gemara. Why leave it out? Yeah.
Meaning
that
the
Maestro
would argue.
Could be they wouldn't argue.
And they're
going to
say, what? Who
would
you?
Well, the Ramban said the Gemara is talking about the Acherim. Right? But he also says that the Gadol has the same Shadow. The Acherim will link with the Gadol. The Gadol of Bias would also lose his privilege of, you know, of an early ending to the Avail if he's away for 3 days. So the Acherim would also lose that privilege. And the writer said the Gemara is going on the Gadol himself. I guess the Achaim would try out the same thing, I guess. Yes?
But
I don't think it's my clothes, my
Allah.
Now hold, just hold on a minute. So, the Rif left out the Gemara. So Shimei may just allude to the fact that some people say that you know I left it out. Because the Gemara is going according to the Tanakh. We pass like of Shimon. Who's of Shimon? Of Shimon said, I feel the Baba Yom HaShvim HaKam Karo is Monei Moed. There's a big problem over here. A big problem. Rabbi has a big problem. What's the problem? The problem is, turn to the Amoroi. Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yochan is the person who's found over here. I feel the whole of God of the Christ is across Monei Moed. We want to discuss the whole story in the Chavki Beis and Avos Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself, later on, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rai Halacha, Halacha Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yochanan passed like Rabbi Shimon. They can't say that the Gemara is going only according to Tanakhama. Rabbi Yochanan himself says it's the Bala member of the Gemara, passing later on Chavki Beis and Avos like Rabbi Shimon to Ramban's Kasha. He said like this, Ramban says, both in the Torah and in the Muhammad's, the following suggestion. Our Gemara's Shaila is something like the Shaila of the Yerushalmi. What's the Shaila of the Yerushalmi? What happened if the God of Abayas went to the cemetery? Who was schlepped after whom? The idea is one following the other. Do we say that the God of Abayas is Nigra Acharehem? Well, no. Haim the Grorim Akra, and their Shiva will be postponed until after the Kvura. The Gemara over here, Mechid Mehadrisu Apayikul Mevavav Davulo Asilu Manu. Ordinarily, if a person turns his back on the mason, starts to go back home, Tidavelis begins right then and there. However, the Yishami says maybe if there are five members of the family, four turn their back on the fifth, the Godel Abayis goes along. Should be very common, no? If he's a Gadol Abayis, he's going to be the take charge man. He's the most likely candidate to go along with the Aron to the Kvura. Then the Yishamik one to one side says that they don't begin their Avelos until the Kvura. Because the Gadol Abayis went with the mace. That's the Shaila. That's how the Yishamik presents the Shaila. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Monei Moed. He counts with them. And he has the Kasha from the Brisa. And the answer depends on if he came within 3 days or not. This is what it comes according to the Tanakhama, the 3 day shiur. And the Tanakhama, Nishma, Rav Shimon. And according to Rav Shimon, the shiur is what? Not within 3 days, but rather what? Within 7 days. As long as the God of Abayas comes within 7 days, even Bimokam Rachok, he says. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah? I'm sorry?
What if he has to be
a guy? Shall he borrow the whole to base course now? Today, what the din? So the boy has money, but Mama just 3 days, according to whom? That's according to Tanakhama. We pass like a Shimon. So it's 7 days. Not, it's a partial answer to the rift.
The Rif didn't draw a distinction between what and what? Between 3 days and after 3 days. We don't pass in this distinction. We pass in it's purely dependent upon 7 days. The whole Gemara of Ian from Beis goes upon the Sheet of Tanakhala. We pass like a Shimon. There's no difference between within 3 days and after 3 days. This is Rabbi Yochanan and Sheet. The Rish himself passed like a Shimon himself, right? There's no difference between Godel and Kotan, left out the whole Gemara. As long as he comes back within 7 days, he's Mone Mone. Aye, but he should have quoted it anyway. It was not committed, he only needed Bakum Korup. Usually you need Bakum Korup. He doesn't need Bakum Korup. Well, that's not found in the Gemara of the Farish, it's only a Svara. And therefore, there's no need to mention it the Farish. What is a Svara, by the way? What is a Svara of us? The Svara is like this. Look at the case. The God of Abayas was with them on a Monday. And on Monday he went to say Teres Yisrael with the Aruch. And they began to shiver. When? Monday at the airport, right? And he was with them. So no matter how far he goes, he's still called about Malcolm Korov. When did the Gemara draw the distinction between Malcolm Korov and Malcolm Rachov if he wasn't there? But if he was there at the beginning with them, then even if he goes to on a faraway trip, he still has the same status as Malcolm Korov. And therefore the Rif didn't feel necessary to mention it. This was Svara. I wouldn't want to Svara, but that's at least the partial answer to the Hashmatas Harif. Hashmatas Harif. Now, the Yerushalmi argues. And the Yerushalmi says the halakha l'maaseh, the reverse is true. The reverse is true. That if they go, the God of Abayas goes to the Kvura, everyone is tumbled to the God of Abayas. And everyone's shiv is postponed till the Kvura. An opposite conclusion of the Bible, according to this Malach. Yes, Shami. Because the quantity of the Ramban is both. The Aker will depend upon the God. Huh? No, the reverse. Quantity of the Baskon is how badly the God of Abayas who went along with the mace is Mona Imahen with those who stayed behind. The Yerushalmi says the other side. That they are Mona Imo. So the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi La Halacha. So the Ramban explains. Oh. If you look in the Rush, however, in Siman Lamed Ches, he says that the whole Shaila is when he went to make a Matzev. What kind of funny case is that? Why did he give the more obvious case? He went to do the Kvuru. So the Karban Asanel and Os Yud says, no. The Rush didn't say that he went to do the Kvuru. Because if he went to do the Kvuru, then the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi that everyone is tofel to whom? To him, to the God of Abayis. All they talk about a case of what the God of Abayis was there. They all started the Avelis together. They all started the Avelis together. Then the God of Abayis, after the Avelis began, his and theirs, where did he go? He went to the Mesa Kfar to take care of the seventh of the Matzeva. And while he was away on the business of taking care of the Matzeva, what happened? Somebody else showed up. So the Shaila is, can we apply the rule of the Ramat Beis that is nitful to the God of Abayas? The Gemara says, yes. As long as he comes back within 3 days, then he is considered tofel to the new. To the what? To the God of Abayas, even though the God of Abayas is not there when he walks in. That's how the Rush understands. Oh. Now the very, very fundamental Shaila, just have to end with, I can't even finish it, let's begin it. This is very, very fundamental. I'll give you a mushroom. In some places, the minhag is that women don't go to the cemetery for the food. Not in Israel, I'm talking about a local metropolitan New York cemetery. And then, so what do they do? They're going to say that they're at the Levaya. The men go, let's say, for argument's sake, with the hearse or behind, they go to the cemetery, and the women go home. When do the women begin the Avelis? When is their Avelis formally begin? Chayot offer the Gemara. Gemara says, Atun glo az lisu basa arsa, chima ad visu, apayit lumi bova, da avula,
Aspilumot. From the moment that you turn your back, you don't go any further, you're not going any further, you begin the Aves. That's what the Bahag says. That's Pashto the Gemara. What's Bahag? It's the Gemara. So the Ramban argues, Rabbi Yosef. The Ramban and Taurus Adam, and the Rush quotes from Simon Amates, says, the case of the Gemara is only talk about what the Molin has amazed, may yearly year, from city to city. So if you go from city to city, when the other turns his back, then it's like Yish, it's Yash of the Kobo, he's no longer involved. However, it's called Nikbar Samachleir, then they do not begin the Avel until they told him, oh, he was buried. Share Daita Malamu Chamunach Lefneim Dami. Ben Elekin Monimsa the Katok. This is the Ramban. And against another ally, again the Ramban. The Ramban, what does Ramban say? Mi Shadakam Lishloch Hamed Medina Akeret the Kobro. This raised the whole shiloh. What is man said? You take even to a distant place, we have telephones. See, the Osma say you cover. Go open it in. We'll tune in tomorrow also. We'll discuss this in further details of the. Okay, y'all say before the Chuba Srimi Gash. You need to obviate the whole need to the Rabbis. Speak to Mayor before you want to read the Srimi Gash differently. That, not that there's a no need at all for Gadol HaBayis, but assume the Gadol HaBayis was there during the Yemei Avelut, even though at the very last minute of the seventh day when the outsider came in and must have been Eitel HaVeilut, but not at the Gadol HaBayis at that moment, he was elsewhere at that moment, then we say, he says that it would be the outsider would follow the meaning of those who he found observing Shiva. But there's no Gadol HaBayis there at all. Even the Rimei Gash would agree that you don't follow the rules of Mone Imon. So the Evan Yaakov, Simon Membeis, he's not sure what is the correct shot in the Birkei Yosef and the Rimei Gash. So what I said yesterday is that I'm a Pasha, it's not so Pasha. Okay. Rabbi Osai. It's a little bit complicated, this sugya, with the, some of the intricacies, the ins and the outs. Let's not panic out over here. We left off yesterday, actually, with a machlokas between the Bahag and the Ramban. If somebody, to rush forth and Siman Lama test, if the person is buried right near the city, do we say that those who don't go to the base of Kvaros, but rather take leave of the mace in the city itself, by the Levaya, let's say, do they begin Avelis right away, or do they wait till after the Kvura? So the Ramban says, the only time the Gemara says that they begin right away is Molichan and Sameish Me'ir Le'ir. Because then when they turn around, it's like Yush, which is Dina Kvura. So they're buried near the city, then they don't begin Avelis until they're told that the Kvura took place. Sharei Daitam Alav Uchamunach Lefneiam Donim. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. And the Ramban, as I mentioned yesterday, also says that Mishadakon Lishloach HaMeis Tamdina Acheret L'Korah Ve'enu Yodea Masa Yitaver. Then you begin right away. It's why that if you do know about it, then if you know where the burial will take place, you have to wait till then. Now, the Dogon Meravava points out something very interesting. The Baha'i denies this, as the Rush points out. The Baha'i happens to be talking about a case of Erev Yom. That's the Baha'i's case. Erev Yom. So the Dogon Meravava wants to be Mekayim Talmidei Chachamim Marav Mishalom Be'olam. And say there's no Machlokes over here. Ordinarily, the Ramban is right. Because ordinarily, in a regular day, a normal weekday, as Ramban puts it, Daitam Olav, because it's Samach Le'ir. But an Erev Yom Tov, when the Avelim have a Levaya on Erev Yom Tov, and then they're running back to get ready for Yom Tov, etc., etc., then and only then does the Bahag say that even though the Kippur takes place nearby, the Avelim nonetheless begins immediately. Because the Rebbe wants to say, there's no machlokas. He says, you have to say this way. Otherwise, there'll be a steer in the Mechaber. Why? Because here the Mechaber in our Simen quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, verbatim. And he says, there's the Rambam. Here. Misha Dagam Sivbeis. The Shloch HaMeis and Dina Acheret, the Kavav Eilam Yodim Asayi Kavar. Then they begin the Avelis right away. But implying it's only Medina Acheret, Medina Yodim, etc., etc. However, in Simon Shin Sadi Kes Siv Yud Dalet, it's the same Mechaber, quotes the Bahag. For the Bahag, right? Meis L'meis Be'er Yodim and Isyari Shem Lo Yaspik L'Kavav Yivod Yom. Umos Lo V'Kachav Shil L'Chul L'Kavav. That's exactly what the Bahag said. According to the Rosh and the Ramban, there's a machlokes over here between these two dinim. How come the Mechaber quotes them both? The Dr. Rav says, no, the Mechaber said there's no machlokes. Either there's no machlokes to begin with, or if there was a machlokes to make the compromise, and therefore this is the din, the halacha l'maisa, according to the Dr. Rav, and that's Poshim Shadani. And the Mechaber as well. Okay. What? No, because in a regular, normal case, he is, his mind is still on the Kavur. You know, he's not going for whatever reason, but, you know, just, you know, waiting to get word, and then just sitting there waiting, you know, to find out what's happening. His mind is still what's going on. Because in Ezer Yantif, on the contrary, he's amazed he's been given over, right? And it's gone to the Kavur. He's going on now to prepare to ready to prepare himself for Yom Tov. In this way, the Avelis is considered as having begun immediately. That knocks off the Avelis as soon as Yom Tov comes. That's probably another reason why he wants the Avelis to begin right away. And his mind is not on the mace anymore. And therefore, as a result, the Avelis begins right away. And that case, that's the double level's compromise. Yes. Could be, but he's taking care of Yom Tov also. Chance run. He'll be Michal Yom Tov, you mean? What if he's come back on time? Well, someone's taking care of the poor, not him. I mean, I don't necessarily go him. I mean, we just saw in the Bahag, we thought about the Machaber. He said, Mesulu, of the Kachavah, Shel Lechul, the Kachavah, the Kachavah. Okay? So I guess the answer would be, why did he give it to Goyim? I don't know if it's Kachavah to Goyim, or knows that, that's all verb. It's the Chal Yantar. Must be that it's too close to call. It's too close for a year to go out there. It's too close to go out there, therefore he's not shy to go. Okay. That's what Dagom of Rabbah meant. And he died all of it, even though, you know, they're going to come back and tell him an hour later that the Kippur took place, but he's moved up from the whole parish, and the Avelis begins right away. Okay. Now, fine. Yeah. I'm sorry. He's gotten close to Bahag, Shin Sadi Tess with your dollars. And he's also close to Rambam, Shin Ayin Hayes with base. Seems to contradict, according to the Russian Rambam, these are, can't be. And I feel like it's these two things. Right? Because they quote the Rambam and the Rambam argue with the Bahag. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both. That indicates the Sogmar of the Tzarek. That's exactly his right for the Tzarek. Okay. Now, the Ritva, the whole different shot, getting back to our Gemara, a whole different shot in our Gemara. If the God of Abayas who goes to do the burial counts himself, his own count. Those who stay behind have their own count. Now the Shaila is an outsider, a person of Ashlish, comes in and he finds everyone to two different counts, and he walks in. What is he doing? What does he do? Do we say that he's considered secondary to the majority who remain behind? Since the God was there to Shas Misa? Or no? Do we say he's Mon Ali Atma? Because the Gadol is elsewhere, so not Shas Odin and Gadol Abay. And the Gemara is a very fascinating conclusion. If the Gadol comes out within 3 days, it's as if he never left, as we said yesterday. And therefore the outsider becomes secondary to the Avelin who remained behind. If not, it's Mon Ali Atma. Now, this is against the Rak and the Ravid. We learn that the Gadol is also considered secondary to those who remain behind. It's against the Rush. We learned that the ones who remain behind are considered secondary and to the Gadol Habayis. So it's, there are different shittas la'alach. Let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. What does it say there? So the Mechabek, as I mentioned yesterday, quotes the Rambam. Mi shemeis l'korav lo yoda shabo l'mokum shemeis shemeis or l'mokum kufur. We discussed this already yesterday. When I mentioned to you, the question, does it mean that he doesn't know about it, or even if he knows about it, he wasn't knowing Avelis? Rambam's Lashon Shem Mechavik was mashma that he had to have not known about it. Whereas the Rosh's Lashon is a little bit more mashma that even if he knew about it, as long as he didn't start Avelis, then we say that he was still counting Imon Eimoy. That's the Mechavik goes to Rambam. Then he goes to the whole thing. He says, Imar v'makum korv shem al parasos. So then I feel about the Zayin, the Matzvah Nachum, the God of Abayis. Yeah, Ola Moni Moem. But otherwise, it's Mono Liatma. That's the Mechabit, Poshup, Poshup, Shad, the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara on the base. We went to Gemara and I'm at Aleph, so Bez, the Mechabit left it out. Same with Rama left it out. Nerif left it out. Hamza Ramon said, hey, he left out of Gemara. So Ramon quotes that Gemara. Yes, I feel him by echad behind Hagadol Habayis, Habayis. Rak shaholach letzorach hameis. Im chazet tolchim liyamin habikilu Habayis. Vablo tolchimo mone imohem. Veish lahakuk kesvarazu. Tacha beferish shigema. Now, why did the Mechaba leave this Gemara out? There are two possibilities. The Shah is discussing his days, discussing them both. We discussed it a little bit yesterday. Why did the Mechaba left it out? Because the Rif left it out. Why did the Rif leave it out? And not only why. So the Beit Yosef understood that they left it out. Why? Because they hold that the Gadol Habayis begin Mishas Kvura. You listening? The Gadol Habayis begin Mishas Kvura. The Gadol went to the Kvura. And the one who comes from outside is Nimshach Akrav. That's how the Rif and Rambam hold according to the Beis Yosef. And therefore we don't pass like that. So Allah could never make or be over. They're only quoting Tzoros. The way, by leaving things out, by not spelling out what they meant, so the Beis Yosef understood the Rif and Rambam to mean that in case the Gadol Habayis went, he understood me, he went to the Kvura. Then what's going to happen is he's going to start later, because if the Gadol Habayis went away, he starts later, which has Kvura. And therefore, the outsider who comes, is going to be Nimshach Akrav after the Gadol Habayis, and not Mona Imoyim, but the majority that stayed behind. Therefore, the Tzadik Moshe explains, we don't pass him like the Rif and the Rambam then, because they're only going to make extra chumrit. We pass him like the Rif and the Rambam, and therefore, as long as it came back in the first 3 days, whoever walks in counts like those who remain behind, and that's why the Mechaba left out the din of the Ramah, because he didn't want to make any chumras. The Shach questions it from the day. It's a long Shach, and the Shach says no. At the Rishon Rambam holds the Kula, the biggest Kula. What's the biggest Kula? Like the Ramban. What the Ramban say? That as long as the God of Abayas comes within 7 days, they all count like those who stayed behind. That's the Ramban. The 3 days we've left out, it's not true. It doesn't apply. So now the other sheep, we passed in 7 days, like I'm Shimon. Because on the contrary, the bigger Kula. That's why he left out of din. Because the Ramban effect is being Machmer the Shafi. What's the Ramban being so Machmer for? The Ramban thought it's being a maker. Says, but you're really a Machmer. Because of the Ramban sheet, that's why the Riff and the Ramban left it out. But, I mean, that's how the Ramban explained the Riff anyway. So it's an interesting debate over here. Oh. Why didn't the Mechaber bring it? Because the Mechaber held the Kula not only within the first 3 days of the Ramban, even within the 7 days. Why didn't he say so? So I have to say, like, the Ramban tried to defend the Riff, it's sort of obvious. That 7 days is the key, and 3 days doesn't count. We pass like I'm Shimon. 3 days doesn't mean anything. So therefore, even if he comes within 3 days, within 7 days it's good. Ah, but he, even in Mokav Rochuk, that's the Kasha. Same Kasha to Ramban, that's against the Riff, that's against the Mechaber. Why did he spell out, I feel the Mokav Rochuk? He said, well, it's obvious. But the reason why he didn't knock him cards was he wasn't there. But if he was there at the beginning, in this case, before the Kruah, it's the equivalent of Malcolm Korah. That's how the Ramban explains the Riff. That's how they have to explain the Mechaber too, because it is the Shach. It's all the same thing. The Shach is the same, taking it down a step. The Ramban said to defend the Riff, the Shach said to defend the Mechaber. Same thing. Yes, sir. But only 7 days. With any time within 7 days. No, I didn't say that.
So it has to be a Gvadal of Bayis.
All right.
So when the Ramah is saying it's 3 days, but the Gvadal of Bayis comes back every
2 days. Right.
And he also has to come back at that time, but if the Gvadal of Bayis doesn't come back within those 3 days,
that's what the Ramah says, but the Mechaber, the quote of the Shach, would hold even if the God of the Baal comes back on the seventh day. Yeah, that's the Ramban said, that whole piece there, saying that the 3 days is rejected. Shalom Kalop. So that's why the Mechaber left it out, Shalom Kalop. I should have mentioned a few details about Mokam Rochuk. The Ramban says, well, it's sort of clear, since he was there at the beginning, it's the equivalent of Mokam Korah. That's what the Ramban said, that the Shach is called the Ramban. And the Beis Yosef had learned that the Mechaber was left back and didn't want to go like a bigger machmirim. Different reasons what the Ramah said, what the Mechaber said. Oh. But it's something fascinating here, which is a big problem. Why did the Ramah say, Vabot toch gimel monei moi? The Shachir Gimel says, Lo yadana lomo hitrich shuyavot toch gimel. Doesn't make any sense. Even if you're going to require that the Gadol HaBayis come back with Toch Gimel, but nobody requires that the outsider come back Toch Gimel. We pass like a Shimon, everyone agrees to that. This is the Shach's Kasha. Yeah. So the answer is, it means I feel Toch Gimel. Why? What's the question of Toch Gimel? He came back on the fourth day. So by the fourth day, according to Ramah, who had come back? Who had come back? Lou. Who had come back in this case? Lou. Gadol HaBayis. All right. He came back. Motzah Gadol HaBayis or Bayis. But you say, even if he came back on the second day, and the Gadol HaBayis had not yet returned, nevertheless, if the Gadol HaBayis comes back on day three, it's to be nevertheless. This is the Korban Nisanel says. That's a Pashup Shat in this line. Oh. Now that we have another problem. A lot of problems in this video. Another problem. What's the other problem? Problem is, Rabosai, in the following case. The Mechaber himself quoted the Yerushalmi, the one that the Ramban rejected. It was against the Baal, but the Mechaber quoted it, like the Rosh. Siv Beis, this is the Beferish. We started reading this before, we read it again from the beginning.
Mi shidarka the shloach amezim din acheres l'kover v'enim yodim asa yikover mei shiach t'pneim l'lavot maskin l'nod shlom 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 maskin l'tav. Fine. V'aholchem im omoni mi shikover. Fine. Now, v'im godol ha'mishpocha holeth imo af elu shibakan ein omonim ela mi shikover. Unbelievable chumrah. Those who are staying behind can't begin the shiva till the kavura. Yerushalmi. The Ramban said Akamar is against Yerushalmi, but the Machado quoted the Yerushalmi. So the question arises, if the Machado quotes the Yerushalmi, the Ramah is silent, doesn't say anything, presumably he's masking, she can throw a dog. What happens over here? Here it says, V'yesh Omrin, Tafilum bo'a'echad ve'en negod ha'bayachan sheholoch ha'tzorach ha'meis. Then we say, oh-ho, comes back in 3 days. So then, it's as if he never left. What do you mean? But the Machado said in Siv Bey, and Ramo didn't argue, that if the God of Labayas goes away, then everybody's availus is postponed. So what are you telling me? The God of Labayas came back and saved the day. What do you mean? They all sink. They're all stuck. They have to wait until the Shas HaKvur. According to the Shach is to say the only time the God of Labayas is available because of the Kavur, that the God of Labayas lives the Mokom Kavur, so it would seem to him, then perhaps not. Then perhaps the God of Labayas is available to begin already at the same time that those who stay behind are available to begin from the time they left the airport. Some people I know went to Eretz Yisrael in precisely such situations, a similar situation. And they told me that when they got to Eretz Yisrael, the Chevra Kadisha told them there, whatever you do, don't observe any avelus in Eretz Yisrael. Go right back to the plane. Don't, the Kabbal Tanchum in for 10 minutes, the Be'ukhah is a time for a anyway. Get out. Go right back to the airport. Don't stay in a hotel room. Don't do anything.